máscara, ponte de pie, el camino te está esperando. Anda con calma, paciencia y fe, tu destino te está llamando. Saca la máscara, ponte de pie, el camino te está esperando. Anda con calma, paciencia y fe, tu destino te está llamando.
La cara verdadera de las Américas.
Si la máscara que tapa toda la pobreza y la miseria.
Hysteria, bulimia, mania. In my area, poison and paranoia. Want to face my America.
Yo no sé por qué tenemos que vivir. Chimpichinos entre los cinco siglos, pobres sin comer.
Tenga fe porque el pasado no se puede devolver. Las consecuencias atraídas nos harán en lo que suele.
My freedom's here that I still refuse to plead the fifth.
In my mind and I from genocide, I know the beast exists.
In this McDonald's life, some marginalized, desensitized blue.
Now people preaching to the choirs and full under singing unison.
Lleva esa máscara para ahora, embora. No llora por los muertos porque el tiempo es ahora. I'm for the kitchen, for the team, I'm over. Chine, more of us, okay, guys, breaking for us. Ahora, pa' ver el nuevo hora. Saca la máscara, ponte de pie, el camino te está esperando.
This is Dan Talmo again with Global Revolutions, and with me now is Pepe Cornejo from the group Debajo de Agua.
That's right.
I said that right. And a bit of with a strong Chilean background.
That's right. That's
the group, but based in the United States,
yes.
I think. Denver, Colorado?
I'm in Denver myself, but my kids are in California.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
And so you're here at the Festival Internacional de Louisiane and Lafayette.
Yes.
Did you have a good time here in Lafayette?
Beautiful. It was great to see all these great musicians from all over the world playing music in Louisiana and Lafayette.
Yeah. Well, tell me a little bit about your group. I understand that there's a very strong connection with family. I mean, you have many family members in the band. And
that's right.
How did it come about? And what's the background?
Debajo del Agua is a basically a family group. That is, there are two generations, my generation and my kids' generations, that have blended together the traditional instruments from Latin America and the modern music of the world. So we have adapted the instruments from Latin America into this world music, and we have created a wide range of rhythms and sounds and tunes and energy.
Yeah, I know. We saw the show last night, and I was impressed with the hip-hop working with the South American pan flute.
Exactly.
And the flutes are mainly your instrument, right?
Yes, the flutes and all the traditional instruments came from the generation of the 60s and the 70s. In Latin America, there was a cultural movement that recognizes that these instruments should not be in museums, they should be out on display on the street. And it was the new Chilean song that was born in the 60s, but it was strong, very strong in the 70s. And then all over Latin America, there was a cultural movement saying, hey, we need to bring these instruments out of the museums. So in my generation, when I was a teenager, I fell in love with the pan pipes and the quenas and the zampoñas. And yeah, all this.
What musicians did you listen to for that? What are the old
time bands?
The
old time bands were musicians like Inti Illimani,
sure.
Kila Payun, Victor Jara, Violeta Parra, and you have the Nueva Trova Cubana. In Argentina, you have Falú, you have Mercedes Sosa.
Okay.
So all that's the generation that inspired me to get into this type of music and cultivate that music.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, how long are you, this group together now?
Debajo del Agua is probably in 10 years now.
10 years.
Yeah.
You have some studio recordings? And
we have three CDs that we have done over these 10 years. We just released the latest one. Is called Arte Cura. The first one was called Arte Sano, Healthy Art.
Okay.
And then the last one is Arte Cura. You will be cured by this art.
Okay.
I think we need to change the name.
No, that's clever. Debajo de Agua, literally under the water.
Under the water.
But what is the connotation? What does that mean?
It's a Mexican slang, actually, that we borrow from the culture of Mexico that means under the screen, under the, below ground.
And I think the underground.
The underground. And I think it's talk a little bit about how this type of instruments actually and music in some way or another speak for social justice, environmental sustainability, unity, you know, overcome the differences, whether they're social differences, economic differences. And in many, many countries, some of that subjects were taboo and were not allowed to be spoken. This, the instruments that we play were forbidden since in Chile, since 1973 until 1999, during the dictatorship of Augusto Pinochet. And not only in Chile, but in a lot of countries in Latin America that during that decade, decades were
bad time. Yeah.
So that's the meaning of the word.
Okay. Well, that's wonderful. And you have another show today.
Another show coming up at 2:00.
Well, I hope to see you on stage. We're talking with Pepe Cornejo, and very pleased to meet you.
Very pleased to meet you too, and thank you so much.
For all right. Good travels.
All right. Thank you.
La cara verdadera de nuestro pueblo, llenos de veneno, el imperio nos domina en este mundo nuevo. Y es por eso que manifesto este verso pra minha gente sobrevivir en un mundo deshonesto. Mapuche chileno, guajiro cubano, brasilera negra, guerrillera, descendiente de esclavo. The humble struggle of a campesino latinoamericano, trying to survive up in the urban jungle. Paso a paso estamos decolonizando nuestras mentes, retomando tradiciones del pasado. Somos debajo y este canto a los pueblos heridos sufriendo y ahogando, dímelo.
Saca la máscara, ponte de pie, el camino te está esperando. Anda con calma, paciencia y fe, tu destino te está llamando. Saca la máscara, ponte de pie, el camino te está esperando. Anda con calma, paciencia y fe, tu destino te está llamando.
Well, this is Dan Talmo, sort of on location here in southern Louisiana at the Festival International de Louisiane in Lafayette, and I'm here with one of the founding members of Dengue Fever, Zach Holzman.
Hello.
Good morning, Zach.
Good morning.
Nice show last night.
Thanks.
Yeah, and you're on stage again this afternoon.
Yes, we are.
Oh, wonderful. You're in Lafayette. How many times have you played at this festival?
We played the festival once before, like maybe I don't know, 4 years ago, 5 years ago.
Okay, cool. Like you like Lafayette and this?
Last time.
What do you think of Lafayette and the setup here?
Really cool. We last time we all went on a cruise of the in the boat on the, through the swamps and stuff, and
okay,
saw a lot of really interesting birds and baby alligator like on top of plants that just kind of floated on the water.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. And the setup and the stages downtown and the
Sound. The sound last
night. The crowds.
Sound was amazing, especially for a festival. Usually you expect kind of mediocre sound for festivals because you're just on and off so quickly.
Right.
But everything was really dialed in. We heard everything on stage and I could tell it was just a good sound.
Yeah. So you've played Madison before as well, and our listeners here are generally in Madison, although we are worldwide web streaming. What can you say? You've played in Madison 3 or 4 times, I think. Maybe you played at the very first Fête de Marquette.
We did.
So, what do you recall about Madison and playing there?
I mean, it's the festival there has grown every time. Every time it's like first time we played it was in like a parking lot.
I remember
and,
we were there.
And we also played with our friends Brazzaville.
Okay.
So our horn player used to play with them. So I remember him doing double duty. He got up and jammed with them, played some horn with them, and then played with us. And And then we, I have like an old friend there, this guy Bucky, who I always like bumping into. We used to work together, and he used to play in bands.
Okay.
Now I think he's a teacher there now.
Well, we'd love to have you back in Madison anytime.
And then Bob took us on a...
referring to Bob Queen.
Yeah, he took us on a boat, on his little boat.
Oh, out in one of the lakes?
Yeah.
Sweet. The genre you play has so many adjectives that it's almost really defines itself. I mean, when you say retro psychedelic Cambodian pop rock, that's still the guiding genre or niche that you find yourself in, and how do you expand that or narrow it? What's the view of the band?
We don't worry about like trying to fit
right
into that. We just worry about each song, what each song that we're working on is calling out for, and we try to bring those sounds and different instrumentation to each song we're working on. And we let it be whatever it wants to be. And then it's like if we were like painters and we were doing a show, we don't like try to make all our paintings like seem this similar so it seems like, you know, like it's all a group of work. We just bring every different thing to each song and then hopefully they call add up to us, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does to me. There is with Nimal.
Uh-huh.
She is from Cambodia originally, and you stick in this the Cambodian aspect of everything. Hell has that. Is that still the driving center force of the group?
Well, when we first started off, that was like our springboard. This the music, the artists that created music from late '60s and early '70s in Cambodia.
Yes,
and they were influenced by, you know, Western music like garage rock and surf and funk and psychedelic and British stuff, and so it was just a really neat combination that they combined, and so that was our very beginning. But ever since then, we've just like brought whatever we want to the table. And Nimal, she's Cambodian and she sings in Khmer, and that's why some of the songs have that theme of stuff that she happened when she was a kid and through her life and stuff that she experiences. But some of the other songs have more stuff that we experience on our own.
Yeah, I noticed that you were playing, you have like 5 or 6 studio recordings now.
Yeah, something like that.
And last night's set, you're still playing the old stuff. You know, we heard Tiger Phone Card and what I call the old stuff. And things that aren't strictly in Khmer.
I mean, if you examined it, there's probably, we don't like mean to do it this way, but there's probably about 2 or 3 songs off of each album.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's funny when you're like, you know, when you have like this big list of songs that you could pick from, and then they just kind of fall out of rotation in your set. And then, anyway, this is what we're playing now. It's like a few songs off of each album that are kind of fun.
Okay. So what's next in the studio? Do you have anything coming out? And how is it changed? How is it progressing in the identity of the band?
We have 2 albums that we're working on right now. One of them, a while back we got asked to score a silent film called The Lost World.
Okay.
And we performed it in San Francisco. And since then, other places asked us to perform it. So every time we do it, we have to relearn it all. And then we're like, we should record it. So after this last time, we got asked to play it at a film festival in Dubuque, Iowa.
Okay.
And so we went out there, played it, went home, booked a studio, a big studio, because we all have to like kind of play live to the projected film.
Yes.
And so we recorded that, and we're just mixing that one right now.
Okay.
We've done all the overdubs, and we're just mixing it. So there'll be that album coming out real soon. And then we also went out to the desert, out to Joshua Tree, and our friend has a house that they let us use. And we brought all our studio equipment and just kind of built a studio in their house, recorded about a dozen songs out there.
Okay, new...
all new stuff, yeah.
New stuff written by the band?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, no covers.
Or any traditional things?
No traditional stuff. This is just little seeds of ideas that we just brought out to the desert and kind of grew.
Okay. Well, thanks very much. Wish you best of luck on the tour and in the studio and
sure.
the future endeavors of Dengue Fever.
All right, thanks, Dan.
All right, take care.
Okay. This is Dan Talmo again, Global Revolutions, on location in Lafayette, Louisiana, the last day of Festival International de Louisiane. I'm here with Daniel French of Las Cafeteras.
Hello, hello.
Hello, and welcome to Global Revolutions. Hope you're doing well.
Happy to be here.
Yeah, what do you think of Lafayette and this festival?
Lafayette is great. The food's awesome. The people are real warm and welcoming,
yeah.
And there's a lot of great musicians here, including some friends that I get to see, which is nice.
Oh, that's cool. So you're with Las Cafeteras. Where are you based, and how did the band come about?
So Las Cafeteras, we're all based in Los Angeles. We started in Northeast Los Angeles at a community center called the Eastside Cafe.
Okay.
We were learning traditional music together. And a style called Son Jarocho, which comes from the Gulf Coast of Mexico, from Veracruz.
Right.
So anyways, at the Eastside Cafe, we played, and after a while, they would say, oh, here come the cafeteros, because we're from the cafe.
Right.
So we were named after the place that we started learning music in.
Okay.
And with time, we went from this group of like 30 students and friends playing music to like a performance group. Like we evolved kind of organically into a band. And and little by little, we would play like protests, we'd play like weddings, we'd play art galleries, and after a while, we said, man, we should probably get good at performing if we're gonna keep performing.
Huh? Yeah, I was just so pleased when I saw the list that you guys were performing here. You dropped the song a while ago, Mr. President, or what's the title?
If I Was President.
If I Was President, yeah, we've been playing that on the air in Wisconsin.
Thank you.
In Madison, you just caught it here. That was your last tune, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what drives the band politically? There are certain, you know, strong messages here.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, a lot of us come out of community organizing or different kinds of community work along a spectrum of like spiritual community work, like ceremony to like educational work. Denise ran a gender and sexuality center. Me and Hector did like kind of professional community organizing. And so we all in some ways had our hands in community work. I think out of that came this, I think inspired by the Zapatistas, the indigenous Mexican group in southern Mexico. They really had this perspective of like, we have enough in our own community to make the world we want to see happen. So I think we've been inspired by and kind of taken that to heart. Instead of always asking like, oh, we need this from the government, we need this from the president, how can we make our dreams a reality now with together in our community and lessen our dependence on, you know, people who don't have our best interests in mind?
I understand. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's a wonderful point to make. And you show it in your lyrics. One lyric that caught me, I don't know if I can quote it exactly, with one side of the sign said no crossing, mm-hmm. the other side was empty.
Yeah. Nothing. So it's an old Woody Guthrie lyric that we modified just a little bit. So Woody Guthrie in his This Land Is Your Land song, right. He has the verses a lot of us know, but there are other verses that were more blatantly political. So his said, as I was walking, I saw a sign there, and on that sign it said private property, okay. And on the other side it said nothing.
Right.
So on this one, we said, as I was walking, I saw a sign there, and on that sign it said no crossing, and on the other side it said nothing.
Right.
That side was made for you and me.
So, okay. Yes.
So our whole thing is like, well, you could look at it however you want. You know what I mean?
Well, I look at it as the Mexican-American border crossing.
Exactly.
You know.
Right. And so. And a lot of our families like came from Mexico. Some of them crossed the border without papers, and because of that, we're here and we're contributors to society. We're playing on stages across the U.S.
Yes.
And we've all gone to college or grad school.
Right.
And irrelevant of that, we're all human beings. And just like butterflies, just like bees, just like music, we have traveled across borders to be here.
Right.
And the borders have always changed too, along with the nations and presidents. So
right.
I think if we take a look back at history, what we're talking about is remember where you come from. Remember the history of this very, very young nation. And remember that we all have a lot more in common than we do that's different.
Sure.
So in this time where people are afraid of immigrants or certain, like the president and other people are drumming these drums of fear and division, we're saying, look, man, it's let's get together and dance. Let's have a good time. And once our bodies are sweating together and we're smiling, then let's start talking about what's our vision for this country. Where are we headed? And we may differ, but let's dance and differ. We don't have to hate each other and differ.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I do. Well, Daniel, thanks for this short interview. It's wonderful. Hopefully we'll see you maybe passing through Wisconsin someday and have a gig up here with us. And,
definitely.
It's a pleasure to see you. So
thank you for having us on air with you guys. We have a new album called Tastes Like LA.
Okay.
So it's out. It has This Land Is Your Land. It has If I Was President.
Okay.
And so check it out. Tastes Like LA. Get a little flavor of our city.